pursuing God, following God, is less like following a map and more like using a compass. Most of us wished it was more like following a map, have everything laid out in a perfect grid pattern, knowing every name of every street and every landmark and every experience, knowing when to turn left or right to avoid conflict or harm, and to know which direction to take when we meet a fork in the road. But pursuing God is more like using a compass than using a map. If you've ever had experience doing orienteering, using a compass takes a little time and reflection, and it's an art. The tiny little magnetized needle finds its way towards magnetic north. North and south that bind together. But we know that magnetic north is not quite the same thing as true north. We know, in fact, that our magnetic field that surrounds the Earth often shifts and undulates. Scientists will say that it was once about 600 kilometers south of the North Pole, and now it has moved about 1,000 kilometers towards Siberia. The difference between true north and magnetic north is called the angle of declination. And by following calibration tables, you can figure out exactly what modification you need to do to find true north. And once you find true north, you find your bearings and you make your way home. Moses says to the people of Israel today in the book of Deuteronomy, "Don't forget how you found your way home. Don't forget the bearings that you learned on your way. You are the witnesses to how God treated Pharaoh, how the Red Sea waters parted, what happened to the chariots and the horses and the rider, of stones being etched with words that would form a bearing for a people that would change from the inside out. And as you stand on the edge of the River Jordan, ready to occupy a land, remember that the bearings are in you. They are in you. And it is for you to orient yourself always and your children and your children's children to the ways of God, that you might find your way home in a land flowing with milk and honey." And what's true for our biblical ancestors is true for us too. We find our way in worship, of listening to scripture and narrative, of singing the psalms that resonate with our souls, that summon us to reorient ourselves. We listen, we reflect, we pray. Jesus' disciples come to him today and they say, "Teach us to pray." John's disciples were taught a prayer. What words do we use? And the words that we heard just sung so beautifully are less words of prayer and more deep orientation toward a kingdom that is summoning us. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive the debts of others, and save us from the time of trial. Your kingdom, not my kingdom. Give what we need, not what we want or crave. Make us instruments of compassion and forgiveness that flow through us like a gravity field around the earth. Move us away from the gravity and the weight of our own life, that we find true north and our way home. If you follow or pursue the people of Israel through the wilderness, through the storytelling of our biblical ancestors, you will find them crisscrossing the wilderness and sometimes going in perfect circles round and round. And sometimes that happens to us too. the geography in which we live remains the same, but we are the ones that become disoriented. Sometimes we get lost, even though we are close to home. And when we are lost or we have lost our faith, we sometimes forget how to use the compass that is in us. And Luke simply reminds us, ask and you will find. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.